Hello and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio, session number 23. It's been a little while since my last session. As I said back then, it was, I think, in mid-July. I was going to go get married and travel the world. I did both of those things. And I'm back, and I have some great music for you that I've come across over the last couple of months. Going to start off with the Fountains of Wayne. Great band, very simple. They write really simple, great pop songs. The typical little journalist anecdote that I'll stereotypically fall into here. Maybe if I say stereotypical journalist things, people will think I'm a journalist. Is that Adam Schlesinger, whose name I'm probably mispronouncing, but who's also the singer and songwriter from the Fountains of Wayne, he actually wrote the song for that was on the soundtrack of That Thing You Do, you know, that movie about the pop band from the 60s, Tom Hanks. Yeah. So the guy can write a catchy song. He's all about the clap track. Wouldn't you have to respect that? This song I'm going to play is from their most recent album, Welcome All Interstate Managers, and that's a relatively, it might be a couple of years old by now. The song Stacy's Mom, that was a big radio hit, that came from that album. And it's weird, actually. The album has a weird sort of business theme to it, and then it definitely comes across in this song, but it pops up in a couple of the other songs, which the world of office politics and business isn't often something that comes up in rock music, unless you listen to, like, the Matthew Good Band. The song is called Mexican Wine by the Fountains of Wayne on Acts of Volition Radio.
He was killed by a cellular phone explosion. They scattered his ashes across the ocean. The water was used to make baby lotion. The wheels of promotion were set into motion. But the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Mexican wine, because the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Won't you have another glass of Mexican wine?
That was Fountains of Wayne with Mexican Wine. And I have a real weakness for that kind of simple, great pop song. Just love the melody. And that whole album is kind of like that, except for one song where they genuinely pull off an old school country song. Like, and there doesn't seem to be any irony to it. It could be, like, I'm sure hay bales come out when they start playing it in concert. It's quite remarkable, actually. Some more pop music, this stuff from Canada now. The New Pornographers. I played a song from their previous album, Masked Romantic, back in session number 7, which was a fantastic album and very deservedly well-received, by critics at least, if not commercially. And they have a new album out, it's been out for a while, it came out this year, called Twin Cinema. And as probably to be expected, it's not as strong as their previous album, I don't think. But there are some great songs on there, and this song in particular I think is a real standout. It's called The Bleeding Heart Show. This is the New Pornographers.
I leapt across 3 or 4 beds into your arms, where I had hidden myself somewhere in your charm. Our golden handshake has been smashed into this shape. It's taken magic to a primitive new place. Watch them run. Although it's the minimum heroic, we hunch together in one chair out on the deck. In snow that froze and fell down on the modern set, it looked as if I picked your name out of a hat. Next thing you know, you are asleep in someone's lap. Watch them run. Although it's the minimum heroic, we quit. Lousy with your kept time.
Hela, Hela, Indeed. That was The New Pornographers with The Bleeding Heart Show, and that's from their album Twin Cinema. Also, if you like that, I really recommend the previous album. It's called Mass Romantic. And there's some solo stuff out by some of the artists in there, I think, as well. AC Newman and Nico Case. Now, that was a fun song. Now I'm going to break your heart with Dennison Whitmer song. Dennison Whitmer, he's that... Well, he's a singer-songwriter. I guess that kind of pigeonholes him plenty. And he has an album out this year. It's been out for a couple months at least, where he has some great artists coming and helping him out with some of the backup music. But it's not... What's nice about it is that he's not... they aren't like big cameos. They just contribute subtly to the songs. You hardly know they're there. One of the contributors is Sufjan Stevens, who... I found out about through Math Caddy Radio, Adam at Math Caddy Radio. It's a show very similar to this one. He's played some great music, and Adam, if you're listening, you should keep producing those. I found out about some great music over there. Now, Sufjan Stevens has some very cool music going on, but I often find that it goes a little bit over the top in terms of just starts to sound like almost like parody. It's being too different. I don't know, that's a pretty lame criticism, but that's the impression I get when I listen to it. But he brings his banjo to this Dennison Whitmer song, and it's perfect. It just works. Apparently, Dennison Whitmer has been touring with Sufjan Stevens as his bass player and tour manager for a while, which is weird. But also, another cameo on this song is the singer from The Innocence Mission, who I played a song of theirs in session number 18, The Lakes of Canada. It's a haunting, great song, and as is this one, so that voice adds a lot to this song. I listened to an interview on a podcast radio show type thing called The Dropcast. I think it's dropcast.com or thedropcast.com, and they interviewed Dennison Whitmer, and it's an interesting interview, actually, surprisingly good. Because interviewing artists and rock musicians usually tends to suck, you know. Questions like, how did you name your band, and what does this song mean, and stuff like that. Anyway, they're usually terrible. One interesting tidbit that we learn in the interview, though, is that... I'm never going to use the word tidbit again. I apologize. We learn that the song is... This song that I'm going to play, it's called Little Flowers, is about St. Francis of Assisi, which totally surprised me. But if you don't know who he is, the Wikipedia has a good article. Interesting sort of Christian philosophical figure. And he's hoping, Dennison Whitmer has a couple of songs about St. Francis of Assisi, who he'd like to put them together and do a benefit album for some Franciscan cause, as he puts it, which is surprising and interesting. But this song is just from his album, and it's called Little Flowers, and I've already talked too much about it. This is Dennison Whitmer.
How you found me out, I still never understand. Thoughts you can't take with you when you go. You were waving flags that bear the colors of your love. I didn't know. Orange for the vineyards, blue is for the rivers. Green goes like a hillside covered now. White is not surrender, despite what you've been told. It's clouds of hope. That fall on me now. Save me now. Fall on me. Fall on me now. Save me now. time we met, you were outside, floating in the forest. I placed my stigmata on your hands. Little flowers that you have sown, show people you have known that I am love. Fall on me now. Save me now. Fall on you, fall on you now. Save me now.
Not grateful to me for bringing such beautiful music to you. That was Dennison Whitmer with Little Flowers. It's a beautiful song. This next one comes from a band I've played a few times before, in session number 8 and in session number 18. Played songs by Starflyer 59. Now, in the early days of this band, they were known as a shoegazer band, just that sort of droning, saturated, distorted guitar sound with really nice simple melodies over top, which I was totally, I was all about that. I totally love them. And they slowly moved away into a cleaner sound, and it's very difficult to describe. Almost a lot of keyboards came in, and this song ends up sounding like, has a new wave feel to it. It's from their new album, or their most recent album, Talking Voice, Singing Voice. Very good album. The song is called Good Sons. This is Starflyer 59.
The no good sons, Melania. Is it tough to come back away to? He's come to try ya. It's a nice night, so can't you come later? It's taking such a long time, long time. Can we ever make it right, right, right? And it's taking such a long time, long time. Can we ever make it right, right, right? Right.
Is the shoegazer turned new wave band Starflyer 59 with Good Sons. Now, I did a session of Acts of Volition Radio, an entire session about music that it's okay to like, even though you feel like you might be ashamed of it, wherein I even played a Counting Crows song, and it was a very bold move. And I'm going to do something like that again today. I'm not going to play another Counting Crows song, but I'm going to play a song by Sum 41, who... Well, they're one of these Green Day sort of copy bands, and for like, they probably have like a centerfold in like Teen Beat magazine or something. Back in 2001, I actually referred to them on my weblog as Blink 183. And I stand by that categorization, or I guess it's kind of a criticism. But I also said back then, and I stand by this as well, that I'm going to quote myself here. I said, to call them unoriginal while true would be to miss the point completely. Now, I have some history with these guys. I saw them play back in 2001 at The Barn, which is the... it used to be the location of the bar of the local university here in Charlottetown, and it's since been torn down. And I went with my then-girlfriend, now my wife, and we went to see Treble Charger. And they were playing in this... band was opening for them. I had never heard of Sum 41, and I was struck because Treble Charger seemed like they were too old for their audience, and they were trying to act like a rock band, but really they wanted to go home and watch Matlock kind of thing. But Sum 41 was like the same age as all the kids at the show, and they dressed the same, and they had the same hair, and they rocked. It was fantastic. They were just fun to watch, and having never seen them before and really enjoying their show, is I think that says a lot. The highlight of the show is when the drummer, and this is literal, he dipped his drumsticks in some kind of accelerant and then lit them on fire and played a song with flaming drumsticks. It was unbelievable. And this was like to some backwoods crowd in Charlottetown. It was really great. And as a result, actually, a few years later, it was later that year, I think, or not too long after, that they went on to play on Saturday Night Live. And it was weird to have seen a band before they were really well known, and then to watch them have that kind of fame explosion. And my wife, who was with me at the show, and she's a teacher now, and she was teaching, talking to some of her students, and they mentioned Sum 41, and she said that, oh yeah, I had seen them play. She had been to a concert, and this blew their minds. And they weren't sure did it mean that their teacher was really cool, or did it mean that Sum 41 was really lame, because there was no way that a teacher could actually like the same band as a student and rock their world. It happened again recently, actually, when they found out she had a Ben Folds CD in her pocket, in her car. So, all this to say, Sum 41 has a good song on the radio right now. It's from their album Chuck, and it's okay to like it. It's called... Shit, I don't even know what the song's called. Sum 41, the song is called Pieces.
Tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I'll melt all the things I said. If you believe it in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know. Just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know.
that I'm better off on my own. This place is so empty, my thoughts are so tempting. I don't know how it got so bad. Sometimes it's so crazy that nothing can save me. But it's the only thing that I have. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own. Wasn't worth it. Nothing could ever be so wrong. It's hard to believe me. It never gets easy. I guess I knew that all along. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know just to
see, was that so bad? Yeah, I know. The lyrics are pretty inane, but it's, I like it. I enjoy it. And I also enjoy a couple of Blink-182 songs. So there you go. But if it makes, if I can redeem myself at all, the band Good Charlotte gives me dry heaves. Another band I've played before. Back in session number 13 of Acts of Volition Radio, that was the session... of course, you're a faithful listener and you remember that. It was the session where I played a bunch of songs from the Future Soundtrack for America compilation disc. And there was a song on there by Not a Surf. I played, oh, what was the song? The song's called Your Legs Grow. And it's a beautiful song, and it's actually on their new disc. The disc is called The Weight is a Gift. And I also played a song, Treading Water, from the previous disc on session number 21. This song I'm going to play is, it's called Always Love. It's their first, maybe only, single from this album. There was a video for it, and I came across this the other day, and it starts off, I thought, kind of compelling. It showed all kinds of sad people watching TV. And then it just got totally lame. It's a terrible video. I don't know what they were thinking. It seems like, you know, like a kid in grade 11 wrote the video treatment and thought it was so clever, and it's kind of embarrassing. All these people carry their TVs and get rid of them, and I don't know, it's lame. Anyway, the song is beautiful, the album's beautiful. They're just the simplest songs. Like, they border on, they're almost lullabies. Some of them are, and the lyrics are so upfront and earnest that they walk that line that, you know, that U2 often walks, where they step over into embarrassing, but these guys never do, but they're the better for it, and this song is a really good example of that. It's called Always Love. This is Not a Surf.
To make a mountain of your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time. Always love. Don't wait till the finish line. Slowly
cross it out. But always love, hate will get you every time. Always love, even when you wanna fight. Self-directed lives, I wanna know.
Always Love by Nada Surf. Now, I'm going to play a song by a band called Without Gravity, and I know nothing about these guys. I looked up quickly online. Apparently, they're from Iceland, and they're a trio. That's pretty much all I know. I found out about them through a friend lent me maybe you've heard of Paste Magazine. It's this pop culture music magazine. It's pretty cool, and every issue comes with a CD, DVD with a bunch of music and videos and stuff on it, which is a pretty neat idea. And I was just watching through the videos that were included on it. There's actually My Morning Jacket, which I think I played on here once. There's a great live version of one of their songs on there. But then this video came on by this band, Without Gravity. The song's called Beautiful Sun. And never having heard them before, I just sat there mesmerized by it. It's not particularly the video, but the song's just beautiful. You know? What I found really interesting, though, about having the video there, and hopefully by pointing it out you can have a bit of the same effect, is that every once in a while in the video they would focus on the snare drum, and even though you knew it was there, you could hear it the whole time, all of a sudden, since you have that visual indication synchronized with the sound, that it brings that particular sound to the forefront and reminds you that it's there, and it's a really interesting effect. So listen for the snare drum in the song. And I know nothing else about these guys, and except that they wrote a beautiful song called Beautiful Sun. This is Without Gravity. Trying to make it our way.
us anyway. We go deep into the desert, seeking shelter from the world. When you're in my arms, oh, everything's a little bit easier. When we're still out on the highway, trying to make it our way. Where have you gone? What have you done? My beautiful son, where have you gone? What have I done?
Without Gravity from Iceland with the Beautiful Sun. Now I have one more song for you today, and I was talking before about music you should be embarrassed to like. For some reason I'm embarrassed to like these guys, but not for the same reasons. It's that they're so hip that I feel like I'm jumping on some kind of bandwagon just by enjoying them. But whatever, if the songs are good, that, I guess it doesn't really matter. It just shows how shallow I am. Death Cab for Cutie. I've always thought of them as the most, they just are, they epitomize the super pretentious indie rock emo thing that it's hard to like. I like a lot of the music, but they just, it seems to be, it's so cool that it's almost despicable. I mean, the name, even Death Cab for Cutie, it's just, it oozes with pretension. But that said, I mean, if they can write a great song, I guess it doesn't really matter. Now, I always liked, my first introduction was through the Postal Service, which is probably true for a lot of people, so I'm not one of their like hardcore fans that knew them before that. And I really enjoyed the Postal Service album, which led me back to their music. And I enjoyed some of their songs. I remember there was a song for Bell Canada, which is like a phone company here in Canada, a commercial for Bell Canada, about their sponsoring of the Olympics, and it featured this song that just I remember every time it was on I was like, what is that? It was this amazing song. It was just a snippet of it, and I actually eventually found it online that it was from Transatlanticism, their last album. So that was good, you know. They're maybe too cool for me to like, but then I fell in love with one of their songs without knowing who it was, so it was meant to be. Now, this song is from their new album, Plans, and I've now dropped any dislike I had for these guys based on what I perceived as their pretension. This song is so good that It's one of those songs that just makes me just sit there and almost in shock after I hear it. It's haunting. It is so beautiful. I mean, I'm talking it up so much. How could it possibly be this good? It makes me ache. It's so beautiful. And I've talked to a few other people about the song, and everyone has the same reaction to it, which I love. There's something about being able to talk to someone else about a song that really affected you and know that they understand what you're talking about because they've had a similar experience, and I hope you feel that way about this song as well, if I haven't already ruined it by blabbering on about it. Sit back and listen to it, listen to the lyrics, and just enjoy it. This is "I Will Follow You Into the Dark" by Death Cab for Cutie. Thanks for listening.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. They'll follow you into the dark, no blinding light or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black, and I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. And I'll follow you into the dark.